Up to you.
Can I start? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I am Gabriele Falasca, a front-end developer working in a company called Surcense and located in Rome. And if you don't understood, I will speak to you about a finite state machine with some example inspired by retro game and arcade games of the 90s. Okay, let's start with this slide that is very clear and self-explanatory. A finite state machine is an abstract machine that can be exactly in one of finite state at any given time. It can change from a state to another in response to some inputs. This is the Wikipedia definition of finite state machine, and it's very theoretical definition. But now we will see how to apply that pattern in programming. For represent a finite state machine, you can use the state charts that are sort of graphs where the states, the nodes are called states, and the links between the nodes are called transitions. This is the state charts of an application that made a fetch call. So we have the state of this application is idle, loading, success, and failure. And the events that trigger the transition are fetch event that trigger the transition from idle to loading, react event that trigger the transition from loading to failure, retry event that triggers the transition from failure to loading, and resolve event that trigger the transition from loading to success. Another state chart is this, a little bit complex. This is an elevator. An elevator starts in idle state. When a user calls the elevator, he passes to state prepare up or prepare down based on the floor where is it in that moment. When the user selects the floor, elevator passing state moving until it reaches the right floor. After reach the right floor, elevator passing in state door opening, and when the user left the cabin, elevator returns to idle state. Now let's create a state chart. Yes, we are going to create the state chart of this animation. Okay, the character take off his panties, make a military grids, and return to idle. So the states of the state chart are idle state, when he waiting, panty state, and military state. Before defining transition, I think I give you some context about this character. If you don't know, this character is called Yakutaro Ishimori. Is a side character of famous arcade game in the 90s called Metal Slug. He triggered this animation when the main character Marco walked near to him, and he make this animation for dropping bombs and reward for the main character. So the first event that link the idle state with the panty state is Marco is near. Second event that connect panty state with the military state is a reward dropped, because after drop the reward, he redress his panties and greets Marco with military greets. And after, when Marco is far, he returns to idle state. Now let's see this event live, but before I want to show you the simplest code of a finite state machine. It's JavaScript, because here we are in a room called the JavaScript dev room. And but you can apply this pattern in every modern programming language. is a simple ES6 class with two methods, one for setting a state and the other one for execute the routine of the current state. This machine in live we can see here. This is a little port of Metal Slug game in the browser I made for demo. When you press the arrow right and left, Marco walks back and forward. And when he's near Yakutaro, in very big screen, there are a lot of iteration. Yakutaro plays his animation, take off the panties, and greets Marco. When Marco returns far, he returns to idle state. Let's see the code of this demo. We have, you see? I have to zoom. Okay. Questo può pure morire. Okay, this is the HTML page. It's very simple. It has a shin, a div that's the shin, and two images that are the sprites of two characters. Now we have a simple entry point of the application that has the event listener for the arrow keys and initialize the script for Marco and Yakutaro. We have our machine is the same so in the slide, and the two script for Marco and Yakutaro. Marco is a simple script, has just two methods for going back and forward. And Yakutaro script is has the finite state machine as brain. So it has the three methods that are the states we have defined before. And another utility method for observe Marco and trigger the events for change the states of the states of the machine. And is just this code. Okay, return to slide. Another type of machine, a bit optimized from this, is the stack-based finite state machine. This kind of machine has not a single active state, but has a stack of state, and consider active the state on top of the stack. So in this mode, you can navigate through the states back and forward way. Think the history of the browser like a finite state machine, where think to the web pages as the states and the back and forward event of the browser, the events that trigger the transition. Okay, it's clear? This is the code of a stack-based finite state machine. It's very similar to the previous one, but we have the stack of the states instead of the active state, and three utility for pushing and popping the state in the stack. Very simple. If you have to develop a more complex machine, there are various tools and framework. In JavaScript, the most famous is Xstate. That is a series of utility for make state chart and finite state machine. This is the code of a machine created with Xstate. It's very functionally way. We have got utility for create the machine, all configuration based, and a toggle service for defining and sending the event and define the transitions. My My goal, but is my goal in this talk is not to show you the a single framework, because you can choose one and study by yourself. I want to explain the theory and the pattern and how to apply to real life. I introduced Xstate because it has a cool tool called Xstate Viz that can help you to test your machine. The tool is this. I don't know if you see. This is the same state chart of our previous event, and is interactive. You can trigger the events directly from the chart and see what's happened. And on the sidebar, you have three tabs. In the first one, you can put the code of your machine in a Xstate way. The second tab is the state that contains all information of the current state of the machine. And from the third tab, you can programmatically send the event for testing your machine. As you can see, I can send event. Directly from here. You can reset the machine. My talk is finished. Have you got any question?
Who has the first question? Okay. And do raise the hands very high.
The girl with the green mask.
Hello. Thank you for your presentation. What happens to your states if an event is triggered that it can't handle?
Sorry, I don't understand.
What happens to your state if an event is triggered that you can't handle at that state?
So if there's the event no transition. Is not connected to a transition, don't happen nothing, because the machine don't respond to this event. So if we are in idle state and I send a resolve event, nothing happens. This depends on the implementation that you use. In Xstate, that is the most famous implementation, this thing is safe. So depends from which machine you use and how you have implemented. Okay?
Another next other question? Yeah, raise your hand very high, please. While you think about it, thank you for the video team up there with the green t-shirt. They'll hear it after, don't worry. They hear everything. Yep.
How is the animation graphically that we see on the screen is handled with regard to the state machine? Because there is some delay, it has some time of duration. Thank you.
The animation is how it's made. Okay, I have just the three sprites, and every state of the machine set the correct sprite in the image, in the image tag, and prepare the machine for the next state. And Observe Marco is update the state and run the routine of every state.
Another question. Okay. Will you be around?
Sorry?
Will you be around? Will you be in the dev room or outside if people are in the chat?
There are no more questions?
Thanks again.
Okay. Thanks for the fish.